Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the New Heights Show on Education. My name is Pamela Clark, and I'm the founder and director of the New Heights Educational Group. Your regular host, Sadia Ijaz, is away tonight celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday, Sadia. We hope it's perfect. And so I'll be your special guest host for tonight. We have a lot to discuss, even though we're going to just be discussing some current news and events, but we do have a packed show for you tonight. So hopefully in 15 minutes' time, I can squeeze all the info in. Otherwise, I might provide some internet links for you to visit. So as I said, we're going to do current news and events, upcoming events, and et cetera. Our website is newheightseducation.org, or you can email us directly at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or you can call us at 419-786-0247 with questions or concerns or if you need help with anything educational. We currently have multiple fundraisers. We are selling candy bars and lollipops here locally, and we'll hopefully be partnering with some area businesses and selling these. Our newest fundraiser and partnership is with the Great American Opportunities. It's an online fundraiser, and we're starting it this month. It's currently underway. And it's up to each of the students to kind of get the word out. And then, of course, we get the word out through newsletters and radio program and so forth. But anyone that's interested in fundraising for their child or children can contact us directly, and you'll be given an online ID. And they have many products. Right now, the fundraiser that we're doing, well, they're separate. So we have the candy bars and the lollipops. And from the sales of that, it's divided between all the families that are selling it and their children. And then New Heights also gets half of that. And then this other fundraiser online, it's also 50-50, but it's a separate fundraiser, comfortable going door-to-door, selling in person. So a lot of people requested this online capability. So we're happy to announce our partnership with Great American Opportunities. So also we have the Enrichment Day co-op classes that are starting back up again January 17th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. These are all held in Defiance at Zion Lutheran Church. They're not religious-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. We will be offering a culinary class, reading time, science class, Irish dance, karate, and are open to more suggestions. I know that we had a culinary class tutor that was coming in, but he has multiple jobs and just can't come in on Fridays anymore. So we do have someone else that's completing a background check, and will hopefully start these culinary classes in February. She's very passionate about food, and we're excited to have her on board. So hopefully everything will work out there. Students are invited to not only attend but also participate in instructing some of these classes. And we do need to hear from you as soon as possible if you're interested in participating in this, because we need a final count. We have 4 or 5 families. Well, actually, some families that have shown interest, but I believe 4 families that are planning on coming, possibly 5. So we want as many kids as we can get, and of different ages. They're all welcome. And like I said, if your child has a special interest and would like to help instruct something, we've had a lot of success with that, and it makes other kids want to learn when someone is from their age is teaching and inspiring them. So, okay, upcoming contests. There's a contest going on right now through the National Amateur Poetry Competition, and they're accepting entries And they are offering a prize of $25,000 to the winner. And all submissions have to be postmarked by February 28, 2014. And entry is free. Excuse me. And then New Heights also offers contests directly through us. You can go to our site and click on media and articles, and then there will be like this little pop-up window that pops up, and you can go ahead and scroll down that to see what current contests we have. So you're welcome to do that. Switching gears again, lots of different things to share today. During our last student advisory group meeting, which was in November, we discussed field trips, and we do have a new field trip coordinator, volunteer field trip coordinator, and some of the suggestions would include or included DeBrand's in Fort Wayne, the Butterfly House in White House, hockey games in Fort Wayne, Renaissance Festival in Ohio, which isn't until, I think, September, Mississinawa, 1812 reenactment, and that is in Indiana. Dublin Irish Festival in Dublin, Ohio, which will also be, I'm not sure, I think that's between June and August. It's in the summers because I know one of our families usually goes to that. And then quite a few of the students, older students, and I think the youngest is 13 years old, they go on hunting field trips together. So if anyone's interested in going hunting in a group, and they've all been trained in, the hunter safety course and also in using weapons, so they're trained. Well, you're welcome to join the group, so give us a call. Fort Wayne Ballet is another suggestion. I know I think they have Romeo and Juliet coming up pretty soon. I think that is in March or April. I'm not sure right off the top of my head which one that is. But any other suggestions are welcome. So, yeah, if you have suggestions, you want to go on a field trip, let us know. Some other exciting news is that, as you know, we have this radio program, but this wasn't our first one. We started one on Saturdays that Kaden Behan does herself on every Saturday, and that was started January 17th, 2013, so we're almost at our first year of being on the radio, internet radio, and because of all the success with that, then we started the Friday show with Sadia Ijaz, and now we're happy to announce that starting February 9th, we're going to be offering another show, and your host for that will be Kathy Woodring, and her show will be on Sundays. We're not sure the exact time yet. She hasn't chosen that, but it's going to be based in American history from the beginning of our history to current events. And she's going to discuss everything in between all of that, from why our ancestors came to America to, what happened in between and, the wars, everything. She'll kind of take us on the whole journey of our American heritage. So I'm really excited about that one. And to have Kathy on board, she's been being trained for the radio for about 2 months now. And tomorrow she's actually debuting as a co-host on Kaden Behan's show. And that will also give her first practice on being on air. So you'll want to join them tomorrow. And I think I said the date, February 9, 2014, her show will start. We currently have 50 volunteers, but we still need more help. I know that might sound a little unbelievable, but we do. They're from all over the world, not just the United States, and they do many different things for New Heights. We need a lot more volunteers, especially locally, for tutoring, teaching, especially for the Enrichment Day classes on Fridays, because we have such a diverse group of ages. So if you would like to help, a background check would be required if you're going to be teaching and tutoring in a leadership role. Of course, we don't ask that of our young students, but if you are an adult and you would like to work hands-on with children, we do need your help. So please contact us. And regarding, again, switching subjects, we have the National School Choice Week that's coming up. And I believe that starts January 26th and runs through February 1st. And I believe it's never been more important to speak up regarding school choice with all the attacks towards the education of our children. We need to have our voices heard, and what better way than to participate in it. We just received our kit today, and so we're hoping to have a group of families, you know, parents from different backgrounds come forward and you know, be willing to do a peaceful demonstration. So if you are interested in that, I'll give you a little bit of info if you haven't heard of National School Choice Week. Their website is schoolchoiceweek.com. But National School Choice Week provides an unprecedented opportunity every January to shine a positive spotlight on the need for effective education options for all children. Independently planned by a diverse and growing coalition of individuals, schools, and organizations, School Choice Week features thousands of unique events and activities across the country. The week allows participants to advance their messages of educational opportunity while uniting with like-minded groups and individuals across the country. Participants in the National School Choice believe that parents should be empowered to choose the best educational environments for their children. Supporters plan events that highlight a variety of school choice options from traditional public schools to public charter, magnet, private, online, and homeschooling. National School Choice Week is a nonpartisan, nonpolitical public awareness effort. We welcome all Americans to get involved and have their voices heard. So if you'd like to be part of that, please contact us, because like I said, we just received our kit today, so we're all ready to go with that. Also, we are running out of time. I did want to share some other things with you, but I just don't have time to do that. I do want to share a website. It's called, and I've shared this one before, it's on Common Core, and there's some information on there. What is commoncore.wordpress.com? But you want to look for an article titled, What's the UN's Global Education First Initiative and Academic Impact, and What Do They Have to Do with Common Core? And it's quite a lengthy article. I was going to try to read at least part of it today, but we have probably about, let me check, we have, I think, 2 minutes now, actually a little less, so we're running out of time. So please check that out. It's very important that you read that. Otherwise, just please join us tomorrow for Kate and Behan Show. I mentioned that earlier. You can call in to speak to any host at 347-633-9. And her show is at 6 p.m., and the topic will be Bullying Part 2, where she welcomes special guest Shane Jeffries, a victim of bullying from Defiance. And Shane is the creator of Hate's Not Cool, LTD, and he was once a victim of a bully when he was 16, suffering a traumatic brain injury. He spent months fighting to regain his life and is now traveling to schools to educate young children on the seriousness of this issue. His site is hatesnotcool.com. And then, of course, come back next week at this time, 6 p.m. to 6:15, for Sadia Ijaz's show as she comes back. And thank you for listening. Have a great evening.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy. I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be.